You are going to listen to an ice hockey coach talking about his work at an Austrian ice hockey academy. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the questions 1 to 7 with the answers A to J. There are two answers that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
One of the things that we focus on here is athletic development. Our students that come in come from various levels of hockey as well. Most of them have played a very good level of hockey. Some have not. We had a player last year who enrolled who hadn't played hockey in 3 years and was just returning back to the ice. We teach the basic skills of skating, passing, and shooting, which are the fundamental basics of hockey. And then we also looked at the tactical development of a player, how they learn to play the game, how they learn systems, various forms of attack, offensive pressure, things like forecheck, which ultimately allow the player to become better and teach them to be a different player than they were before. Most of our young athletes have limited development in that area. Most of them have just played and practiced. We try and teach them to incorporate different skills in their game. Hockey is the fastest contact sport in the world, so it is a very rough sport, but it's not something that we encourage. We encourage our athletes to be very tenacious, to be very persistent, to work extremely hard, to be very sportsmanlike, to be polite, and these things we feel allow them to become better athletes. And in doing so, it will also make them better people. Our fitness training or dry land training option happens 3 times a week. And when we do that, it also builds a base of basic athleticism for our players. Most young men who come here have never been in the gym before. They don't know how to work out or lift weights or work on core activities, explosive training. And these areas ultimately make them faster and stronger. And those two things, speed and power, allow a hockey player to be better than their opponent. And then with our academy philosophy, we want our players to be faster and stronger, and we push them to do so. Our training focuses on tempo and speed, skill, while being controlled and aggressive. And this makes us a very formidable opponent when we play against other teams. In 2 years, we have begun competing with Salzburg, which is a very well-known hockey institution in Austria. We've played against Mannheim, Germany, which is one of the top programs in Europe. And this year we went to Boston, Massachusetts, and played against some of the best 19-year-old players in New England and in North America. And our players did very well. We saw that the game was very different in Europe than it was in North America. The game here is much more free-flowing and creative, but also limited the development of our players because the best players always had the puck and didn't allow for the development of the players who were not as skilled. We've changed that system for our players so that they are forced to use everyone and play a very team-oriented game. Mm-hmm. It makes it very interesting for our players because they now are forced to see the values or the strengths of other players and make that an asset for them. It's also allowed us to see the development of our players become more dynamic. They can play for other teams, for example, the national team in Austria, and be very, very good in any situation they're presented with. One of the things that we focus on here is athletic development. Our students that come in come from various levels of hockey as well. Most of them have played a very good level of hockey. Some have not. We had a player last year who enrolled who hadn't played hockey in 3 years and was just returning back to the ice. We teach the basic skills of skating, passing, and shooting, which are the fundamental basics of hockey. And then we also looked at the tactical development of a player, how they learn to play the game, how they learn systems, various forms of attack, offensive pressure, things like forecheck, which ultimately allow the player to become better and teach them to be a different player than they were before. Most of our young athletes have limited development in that area. Most of them have just played and practiced. We try and teach them to incorporate different skills in their game. Hockey is the fastest contact sport in the world. So it is a very rough sport, but it's not something that we encourage. We encourage our athletes to be very tenacious, to be very persistent, to work extremely hard, to be very sportsmanlike, to be polite, and these things we feel allow them to become better athletes. And in doing so, it will also make them better people. Our fitness training or dry land training option happens 3 times a week. And when we do that, it also builds a base of basic athleticism for our players. Most young men who come here have never been in the gym before. They don't know how to work out or lift weights or work on core activities, explosive training. And these areas ultimately make them faster and stronger. And those two things, speed and power, allow a hockey player to be better than their opponent. And with our academy philosophy, we want our players to be faster and stronger, and we push them to do so. Our training focuses on tempo and speed, skill, while being controlled and aggressive. And this makes us a very formidable opponent when we play against other teams. In 2 years, we have begun competing with Salzburg, which is a very well-known hockey institution in Austria. We've played against Mannheim, Germany, which is one of the top programs in Europe. And this year we went to Boston, Massachusetts, and played against some of the best 19-year-old players in New England and in North America. And our players did very well. We saw that the game was very different in Europe than it was in North America. The game here is much more free-flowing and creative, but also limited the development of our players because the best players always had the puck and didn't allow for the development of the players who were not as skilled. We've changed that system for our players so that they are forced to use everyone and play a very team-oriented game. It makes it very interesting for our players because they now are forced to see the values or the strengths of other players and make that an asset for them. It's also allowed us to see the development of our players become more dynamic. They can play for other teams, for example, the national team in Austria, and be very, very good in any situation they're presented with.